Sorry.
It's fine.
Integral.
To try to notice how many times a day I am critical of myself and try to rephrase it.
Okay. How about,
something like that.
What did I tell everybody else in the room yesterday?
It has to be nice.
How did it connect to our group, right?
Right. It's like, everybody has a terrible inner critic, and you don't have a terrible inner critic when you're playing with your friends.
Oh, right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, rather than going in and talking to your inner critic with your inner critic about your inner critic, which leads to a problem, right, craziness, how about, what do you do, what is your, I really want you all to get this, and I know we talked with a lot of the really strong charismatic leaders yesterday, because they always go first, but the truth is that every one of you needs to leave a mark in this room, and I want you to leave a mark in every one of this, in this class. And if you haven't left a mark in someone in this class, I want you to do it. Okay? And so something for you, find out what it is that you can, that you'd like to share. And it doesn't mean that everybody has to play in, everybody has to be part of, it's like you're a real leader and you really have this passion for the things you do. So it's like, what can you offer the group that allows your gifts to come along? I know you said you're doing something tonight or something like that,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but things like that, it's like, what, you know, every one of you want to leave this class and know that everyone else in class is like, I'm going to so miss her, I'm going to miss him. That's really, that person made a difference in my life.
Okay, I think I have it.
Okay.
The thing I really bristle at when people look at my art, they're like, oh my God, you're so creative. I suck at art. I can never do that.
Mm.
My big thing is, like everything, it takes practice and letting go of fear and letting go of the judgment of your teacher who didn't like the drawing you made and told you sucked at it. And I'm always trying to nourish people's courage to just play with art, like to not be fearful of it.
So I like it, but you can't teach your classmates. So
why not?
Because it creates a dual relationship.
Oh.
So you need to do something within the relationship where maybe you're inviting them
to
something. Right. It's like you invite three or four of your classmates to go to a art show, you know, that's like modern art. And I've been to modern art shows, I'm like, well, this stuff. And,
so connect around.
And
it's
like, yeah.
And
so, yes.
And
conduct some.
I wish
yeah.
I had someone like you saying, "Oh, well, this is really the whatever."
No, that
the,
would be great. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not talking
something,
about setting
something
up
fun.
A classroom.
Right. something fun, but just sort of just like just and then.
Demystify.
But it's really and so much of it is just the time you spend with them and the quality time you spend with them, and are you playfully are you as artistic in your relationships as you are with your art. And that's and so allowing that to be, are you painting through your classmates too? How do you create that artistic way of playing?
No, that makes sense because I've actually done that with my husband, and now he can go and enjoy it with me. Where at the beginning he was like,
right.
I'm bored, but I needed to help him find his way in. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right.